since I moved away from Kansas City, I've become a bigger Chiefs fan than I ever even was when I lived here.
Paul is truly passionate about the Chiefs. He's just really football crazy. There isn't a Sunday that he's not watching or a Monday night.
It's my connection to Kansas City. And I also know how big of a deal the Chiefs are in Kansas City and what an event it is.
Being at a Chiefs game and standing out in the parking lot, tailgating with family and friends, you can smell that smoky, that burning leaf, that smell of autumn in the air. You got a sweatshirt on. It's just chilly enough for a sweatshirt, but it's not unbearably cold.
It's the best smelling parking lot in the NFL. So I know what it's like to go out to the parking lot of Arrowhead at 9 in the morning and eat barbecue.
Nothing makes sense more than a 10 a.m. giant barbecue sandwich, and Rob and I will eat more at the tailgate party.
Beer and a dog.
Come on into the game to where Rob proceeds to have some hot dogs.
Beer and a dog.
Some more brats. Maybe some nachos. He hangs on every play. We live and die every play. Screaming so loud and so long. You're high-fiving the strangers all around you. And it's just Arrowhead football. It's fantastic.
You know, to me, those are some of the best memories in the whole world. And every year I try to grab them again. And that's why I come back every year to see the Chiefs, is because I want to experience that all the time. When you go on the free agency market on the fantasy football, if I can grab a Chief who's cooking, I grab him. I'm always shopping for Chiefs because it allows me to it enhances my cheering for the team and for the game. But I don't take Raiders. That's just a cold hard fact.
I remember one time when Bo Jackson, he was playing for the Royals, and then that summer, and then that fall he played for the Raiders.
Yeah.
And he came back here and they had a Bo Nose contest. And they made banners, and all of Arrowhead was just littered with these banners. Bo knows, you know, nothing. Bo knows this, you know, they just. And here's a man that literally a month before we were going, we love you, Bo. And he comes back as a Raider, and it's go to hell, Jackson. I mean, it was unabashedly just because he had on that Raiders uniform.
They're a horrible team.
they're terrible.
And they deserve, and nothing against Bo Jackson.
Yeah.
Love Bo Jackson.
Yeah.
But the Raiders, they should just drop out of the NFL.
No one can convert me to any other team than the Chiefs, okay? That's just never going to happen. I'm a Chiefs man till they put me in the ground. That's just a fact.
You know, I've gone to lots of football games, and I've gone to games at different stadiums. Arrowhead Stadium, when Arrowhead Stadium is really just rocking, it is, besides being so loud, I've never seen fan support like that. I always used to say, you know how there are serious fans in Kansas City? Is that it was the only place I'd go where I saw people wearing Chiefs pants. It's like any team can have a jersey or even a hat, but man, when you're wearing Chiefs pants, that's a fan. And not just Zubas, like proper slacks that just say Chiefs on them. There's Chiefs clothing for every single thing that you can think of. Chiefs socks with the toes in them, in case you want to wear some Chiefs flip-flops. Or Chiefs shoes. Chiefs shoes? Where do you even buy Chiefs shoes? Probably at the Chiefs store.
The bright lights of stage and screen never outshone the beacon that was home to these two stars. Kansas City forever holds a place in their heart, even for the simple pleasures.
When I fly into Kansas City, you step off the plane and you've got that airport. First of all, it's the greatest airport. You just get off the plane and then you're just right outside. That alone, by the way, is one of the great things about flying into Kansas City. You just don't have to walk for 30 minutes or train like a little tram to another terminal, which is the worst thing anybody can go through in an airport.
Coming home is always, always a link. And inevitably when he's home, the Chiefs play and it always messes up something because he's not going to be here and not be at a game. It's his link with home. It's a link to not just a game that he loves, to a team that he just so honors and is avid about, but it's a place and a time. And I think that's what Paul carries with him, with Kansas City and with the Chiefs and coming home.
I always feel much more relaxed here. I think that there's just a nice, it's a nice vibe in Kansas City, and I love it because it's, it doesn't feel different than, you know, my whole childhood where I grew up, and so it's I reconnect with who I actually am. It's a nice feeling. I'm a nostalgic person anyway. I get nostalgic for lots of stuff, so it's nice to come back here.